I'm tempted to do Roger's space shuttle rant as a Patreon extra.
I would like, yeah. I'd like to. I did. I mean, I knew a bit more about it, and then I watched. There's a Netflix documentary about the final Challenger flight and all the mistakes that were made.
Mm.
And then, kind of an after, then I read, I finished, and I thought, oh, I'll read what happened to the, was it the Columbia?
Mm.
And basically, exactly the same thing happened, just 10, 15 years later. Yeah. They made all the same mistakes again.
Part of the problem here is that humans are shit at probability. You know, if a thing has worked 5 times, it's probably going to work again.
Yeah, but I thought NASA was really good at that.
Yeah,
but
they used...
Wasn't that the whole point?
They certainly used to be really good on software. I mean, they would, you know, effectively code stuff multiple times and test them against each other to make sure they were giving the same results, that kind of stuff.
They came up with all this fucking stuff that I have to do at work, all this hazard assessment and critical control points and everything like that. They came up with it and they're shit at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that, yeah, I'm making your own argument for you there, that's true.
Well, the other part of it is the Air Force. On the one hand... The USF, well, I there was a documentary about the shuttle before the first flight.
Yes.
And they were pointing out, you know, of this very generous, very optimistic launch schedule that they're hoping to do, 3 out of 5 flights are classified military payloads. That is clearly where the money is coming from. The Air Force wanted the ability to launch a satellite into a polar orbit and recover on the same orbit. In other words, launch north out of probably Vandenberg.
Right.
Cross the North Pole, cross the South Pole, land again at Vandenberg. Because the Earth has turned in that hour and a half orbit, it needed cross-range capability. It basically needed to shift an hour and a half sideways so it could land at Vandenberg again. And that's why it has wings. Ugh. Everybody else said lifting body.
Yeah.
And if it had been lifting body, it would have been so much simpler to design the thermal protection system.
Which is what killed the crew of Columbia.
Yeah. And was a continuing problem before and after.
Well, that was the thing about the Columbia. They could have seen it coming. They had seen it coming. There mm-hmm. was actual documentation. Oh, I just felt, to me, the space shuttle, it just felt like a huge compromise. And yes, obviously a sock to the military.
To somebody brought up... You know, I don't know, you were a bit younger, so you may not have had quite the same feeling of this. For me, the Apollo stuff was the stuff that I had just missed by being just too young to be aware of it. And what was the thing that, you know, when I was being able to go and find things myself was the space shuttle, which was delayed and delayed and delayed and then a bit shit.
I mean, for me, the time I was really getting into the space program... was around about the time, you know, I watched live as, you know, the Challenger disaster blew up, as occurred. It wasn't in school because the timings didn't work, but a lot of Americans, that was their first experience of it.
Yeah.
So I remember the next day, you know, the joke was, what does NASA stand for? Need another 7 astronauts. That was the very first kind of cruel topical joke I ever heard with
7 Up and Teachers.
I found it very hard to watch that documentary, actually, because before it was just 7 random people I didn't really know died, and then it tells you all about them. And that's just really depressing. And then it makes you more angry at the failures of all the compromises that led to the shuttle program in the first place that no one really wanted. It wasn't really quite what the military wanted either, but no one else wanted it.
Well, part of the problem was it was supposed to be the one vehicle to do everything.
Oh, well, maybe the Artemis program will sort it all out.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying not to be cynical.
Dicks in space! That's the future.
It's got to be better than fucking Jeff Bezos and his space cart.
That's what I meant by dicks in space.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Please don't let space travel turn into that. It already has, hasn't it? I don't know.
There'll be room for non-billionaires on the Mars colony. Somebody's got to be the indentured servants.
Oh, God. So we blow up the Earth and the final remnants of humanity are descendants of Jeff Bezos. Elon Musk. Oh, the pain. Oh, the pain. I can't bear it.